Page 176. Exercise 3. As you listen to the audio passage again, say whether the following statements are true or false.
African masks are used in rituals and ceremonies. Usually, the mask is worn by a dancer or participant in the process rather than a spectator. Some masks are worn by men, while others by women. Some forms are worn by both genders. In general, masks tend to represent spirits or beings important to the ritual in which the mask is used. The wearer of the mask is often believed to be able to communicate to the being symbolized by it or to be possessed by who or what the mask represents. To African cultures, masks aren't playthings or decorations. They might serve an important role in rituals or ceremonies to ensure a good harvest, address tribal needs in times of peace or war, or convey spiritual presence in initiation rituals or burial ceremonies. Some masks represent the spirits of deceased ancestors. Others symbolize totem animals, creatures important to a certain family or group. In some cultures, like the Kuba culture of Zaire, masks represent specific figures in tribal mythology like a king or a rival to the ruler.